We're visiting with Emporia High Head football coach Keaton Tuttle in the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, your ball club coming off a loss to Topeka Seaman. But looking back at that game, the one thing that stands out, I thought your defense played really a pretty impressive game, made a lot of nice plays, kept Seaman kind of in check, even though they scored 22 points. That might have been your best defensive game of the season.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, and I think if we take away a couple, you know, that's a turnover that they scored on, and you know, maybe move the ball a little bit more and push them deep into their territory, I think it could have been even less. You know, you're exactly right. They played a great game defensively.
And unfortunately, the offense still continues to kind of struggle to get on track. Are you seeing signs, though, of maybe things starting to click with this offense?
Yeah, we definitely are. You know, and I think we were really close, and we did, I think, take a little bit of a step back on Friday. I think, you know, a few of our guys, you know, started getting a little tired, started thinking too much, not losing a little bit of that focus and things like that. So, I think we're really close. We got to make sure we have that focus for four quarters and, you know, not just a half or not just on one side of the ball and things like that.
We're visiting with Emporia High football coach Keaton Tuttle on the Area Coach's Corner. One connection that really stood out on Friday night is one that's worked for you a couple times already this season, Cam Geitz to Parker Leeds. That's turned out to be a nice connection for you offensively.
Yeah, it really has. You know, Cam and Parker have a good relationship. They've been, you know, playing together for quite a while. So it's almost one of those things that's almost second nature at times. You know, he knows how Parker's going to make a break or when he's going to be open. And if he gets time, he's got a great chance to put it on right where he needs to be. You know, Cam's pretty accurate passer, really is. And Parker's got some speed, catches well, and he's starting to become very physical, which can be a pretty dangerous combination as long as we get a chance to get them the ball to each other.
Coming up next for your football team, Junction City. And here's one of the top teams in Class 6A. As you look at Junction City, first off, what challenges are they going to offer your football team?
You know, they've got a lot of depth, and they've got a lot of guys who are very, very good. You know, they can sub different guys in, and they don't, you know, lose a step at all. So, you know, we're going to have to make sure we stay very, very disciplined in what we do. You know, they're going to be very physical up front. We know that. They're going to have some speed. But, you know, that's nothing we haven't seen already this season. So I think as long as we play discipline, you know, play discipline football offensively, defensively, do our job, stay within ourselves, you know, and give great effort, you know, I think we're going to be pretty successful.
And if anything matters, you've had some success in previous years against Junction City where it seems it may look like Emporia High is the underdog, but they've always given Junction City a run for their money.
Yeah, without a doubt, you know, and they're a very good coach team, or very well coached team, excuse me, and it seems like they always are. So they've got a lot of athletes, but I would agree, you know, it seems like year in and year out, we usually give them our best effort, and I think the same thing will happen this year.
You're down to the final two games of the regular season, as far as regular season games are concerned, with Week 9, a playoff game. What's the mentality you'd like to see from your team here in these final two games before a postseason play gets underway?
You know, one thing I really talked to them about were playing for these seniors. You know, they've only got so many guaranteed games left. You know, they've only got three guarantees left. So I really, you know, put it on the rest of the guys to play, you know, play their hearts out for those guys, because someday that's going to be them too. But, you know, overall, with that they're a positive group. And they're, you know, I asked them after the game Friday, I said, you know, we got two options. We can hang it up, you know, not worry about getting any better. And, you know, they didn't want anything to do with that. They were definitely locked into, you know, we need to come back to work, get better, and, you know, see what happens over these next few weeks.
Coach Tuttle, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Have a good week of practice and good luck on Friday night against Junction City.
Thank you, Greg.
That's Emporia High Head football coach Keaton Tuttle on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Next Tech Wireless and by Rebel Monuments on KVOE Live and Local.